Live Bet Sunday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Back here on Live Bet Sunday, I'm Scott Satterberg here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, as we are at the end of the third quarter and the Thunder have opened up an 81-68 lead over the Indiana Pacers, a 34-20 third quarter win for the Oklahoma City Thunder, and sometimes it's as simple as points off of turnovers. The Oklahoma City Thunder have scored 27 points off of turnovers from the Indiana Pacers. The Pacers have scored just 5 points off of Thunder turnovers. And as I mentioned, sometimes it is that simple when it comes to breaking down these games. You turn the basketball over, you give up a ton of points, you're not going to win those games. But the big story in the NBA, other than Game 7 here of the finals, was the blockbuster trade that sends Kevin Durant to the Houston Rockets. And joining us right now from the Houston Chronicle is Matt Young on the Progressive Guest Line here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Matt, when you saw the package that the Thunder had sent to the Suns in exchange for Kevin Durant, what was your reaction?
I thought the Rockets did really well. I think the word, you know, you never know what the offers were back and forth, but the word was that the Suns really wanted what they got plus Jabari Smith or plus the 2027 unprotected first-round pick. They got neither of those, so I think, Jalen Green is still young, only 23 years old, so from the Rockets' perspective, they hate to give up on him so early, but you got to give up something if you're going to get a guy who's kind of like the perfect missing piece for what you have going on. So you hate to give up Jalen Green, but you're really thankful that you didn't really have to give up much else besides that. Dylan Brooks, strong part of the rotation, lends some toughness, but I think they have a lot of guys that can fill that role, especially now that Amen Thompson has stepped into what he's going to be.
Yeah, I actually think the word fleeced is a good word here, Matt, because
I was trying to be nice. Okay, good.
Because the fact that you don't have to give up Amen Thompson and you get out from a bad contract as well in Brooks and others, I just thought that, I mean, Houston made out like bandits here in this deal. And, you know, it's a nice compliment to what the Rockets have on this roster already. So what type of impact do we expect Kevin Durant to have here in this next season?
Well, I mean, if he stays healthy, I think the Rockets are real contenders. Obviously, everyone's watching the Thunder right now, and they're going to be good for a decade probably. But I think this is exactly what the Rockets needed. They needed a guy who, when the shot clock is running down or the clock is running out at the end of the game, to take a shot. They didn't have a guy like that. Jalen Green wasn't that guy. He's the guy they hoped would be that guy, but he's not. Amen Thompson was a great player, but he's not the guy to get you a bucket at the end of games unless he can get to the rim. They need a guy that can knock down a shot. Kevin Durant is the guy, probably the guy you want in the league besides maybe Steph Curry to knock down the last second shot. He's also a guy that can run the half-court offense. The Rockets weren't great in the half-court offense, as seen in the playoffs against Golden State. Kevin Durant is the answer to that problem. They need some experience. Kevin Durant is as experienced as they come in the playoffs. So, I mean, he's really the perfect fit. You know, the problem is he could tearing Achilles because he's 37 years, going to be 37 years old. So you never know what could happen. But if he stays healthy, I mean, I think the Rockets are the clear-cut number two team in the West. And, you know, you got to challenge a really tough Thunder team. But I think they have the firepower to at least give them a series.
For sure. And we're talking about a Rockets team that, you know, finished second in the Western Conference, albeit that 2 through 8 was all jumbled right Between these teams. But you're right. I do believe that they are the second best team in the Western Conference. And now watching these NBA playoffs, Matt, is there any kind of, from a Rockets perspective, I don't want to call it like you're upset, but seeing the way that the playoffs played out, it's like, okay, if they would have gotten by, you know, the Warriors, I think they match up really well with the Timberwolves, and then who knows what happens here. Is there a kind of what-if mentality watching these NBA playoffs from a Rockets perspective?
I don't know about what it is, because I think Oklahoma City was clear-cut, The best team in the West. I mean, obviously, the Nuggets nearly took them out, so like you said, you never know what could happen, but I don't think anyone thought the Rockets' first time in the playoffs they were going to do something. I think it would have been nice to get into the second round and get a little more experience under your belt. But I think the playoffs exposed some of their big flaws. I think Ime Udoka put together a great game plan with going to the zone and all that, showed them a lot of things. Steven Adams earned a lot of money and came back because of that series. and but it also exposed what they needed, which is a guy like Kevin Durant, and they were able to get him without, like we said, without losing too much of their current talent. So I think the playoffs were a good experience for them, gave those guys something under their belt, like I said, but I don't think anyone thought this was their year. Next year now, now someone needs to step up and win a series.
It could be comparable to last year's Oklahoma City Thunder team, who maybe were not ready to make that jump, and maybe the Rockets were not ready this year, but next year could be the year. So we're talking to Matt Young from the Houston Chronicle on the Progressive Guest Line. I'm Scott Seidenberg. This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Right now, the Rockets are the second favorite to win the NBA title next season behind the Oklahoma City Thunder, and tied with second favorites with the New York Knicks, who are the shortest favorite in the Eastern Conference. Now with the Halliburton injury that we saw tonight, you wonder what's going to happen in this Eastern Conference, Matt. You know, there really isn't any teams here in the East. After this move is made here for the Thunder, is there another move, do you think, on the horizon? Now that you see that this window to win a championship is open and you acquire a star like Kevin Durant, is there maybe a need to bring in somebody else to complement Durant in this roster?
Yeah, I mean, I think because they held on to all those Suns future draft picks, they have a lot of capital that they could use in a trade. I just don't know if there's really anybody out there that, you know, that they could make a move for. Obviously, people talk about Giannis. I don't think they have they're interested in that kind of bold of a move, but they could definitely use a veteran. They could use some more shooting. They even with Durant, they still probably need another shooter. But I just don't know what is out there. You know, with the East so watered down, you have to wonder what Giannis is thinking. Like, hey, maybe I go to the Heat. You know, maybe I know he's kind of backed off, it seems like, on the trade request. But, man, the East is so wide open. If I was good, I would be checking all those, checking the Eastern standings and which one of these teams can I get into? Because that seems like a free pass to the NBA Finals if you get on the right team.
I'm going to give you a name, Matt, and I want your opinion on it. You could say yes. You could say no. You can give me the reasons why. Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, I don't think there's been a lot of talk of that. Houston has lived the Russell Westbrook experience. It was not great. So I don't think he does lend the toughness and the experience that they like to have. And we know Ime Udoka loves that kind of player. So
yeah,
there is that. I don't know what his relationship is like with Westbrook, but I don't think Rockets fans would be as excited as the national writers seem to think they might be. But they need shooting. Russell Westbrook is not that.
Yeah, shooting and really, you know, the team thrives on defense. I mean, that's what Ime Udoka kind of preaches. I know Van Gundy's had a big impact as well, but really it's been the defense certainly, or not Van Gundy, but, you know, like the defense certainly under Ime Udoka has been one of the big staples here, and they give Udoka a big contract extension. And I think Durant's familiarity with Udoka as well from USA Basketball is definitely going to help this relationship going forward.
Yeah, Durant has a lot of ties here in Houston, not just Udoka. He was teammates with Stephen Adams, Oklahoma City. Royal Ivy, who's Udoka's top assistant. They both went to the University of Texas. They played together at Oklahoma City. The Rockets just hired DJ Augustine, former point guard. He's like in a front office role now. He's tight friends with Durant. So all that kind of, you know, when Durant put together his wish list, I'm sure those names were part of the reason why Houston made the cut.
Absolutely. And the state tax doesn't hurt as well. Matt, Matt, appreciate the time and the insight. Enjoy the rest of this fourth quarter here, Game 7 of the NBA Finals. And enjoy covering Durant this season. I'm sure we'll be talking to you along the way.
All right, appreciate you guys.
There he is, Matt Brown, Houston Chronicle, joining us here on the Progressive Guest Line. This is Live Bet Sunday here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Yep, the Rockets now second favorite, plus 750 behind the Oklahoma City Thunder to win the NBA Finals next year. Obviously, they're going to be behind the Oklahoma City Thunder as far as the odds to win the Western Conference, but there's a significant gap. Like, it's the Thunder at plus 140, the Rockets at plus 450, and then you go to the Timberwolves at 8-1 odds. So a significant gap between the top two teams here in the Western Conference. And right now you can bet on, as we talk about this in Major League Baseball with some fun bets up on like DraftKings Sportsbooks and other books, you can just bet on the team to reach the conference finals. And the Houston Rockets right now plus 180 odds just to reach the Western Conference finals. They don't have to win it. They don't have to win the NBA championship. Just to get to the Western Conference Finals, the Houston Rockets are plus 180. And if they have a similar season like they had here this year, or a better season finish with the 2 seed behind the Oklahoma City Thunder, you avoid playing the Thunder until you get to that championship series. Speaking of the Thunder, let's keep an eye on what's going on in progress right now. Fourth quarter action, an 84-68 lead for the Thunder over the Pacers, as the Thunder on the live line minus 14.5, live total down to now 196.5, as this game is a stone cold under. That's right, we are locked in on an under here in this game, even though it closed at a number of 215.5. Because we have not seen any scoring here from the Pacers, this game is going to go completely under the total. If you want to know where the real money is going, unlike other sources, our betting splits come straight from Circa and DraftKings Sportsbooks, giving you the insight into where the sharp action is landing. Circa is known for taking big bets from pro bettors, while DraftKings provides a broader market perspective. That means you're getting the real action, not just the public money, but the kind of wagers that move lines. You can see the percentage of bets versus the percentage of handle on every game across every major sport, helping you make smarter, more informed bets. Get VSiN exclusive betting splits for as little as $9.99 for your first month at vsin.com/subscribe. TJ McConnell has gone over his numbers here, so we're happy about hitting that live prop there on TJ McConnell, as expected once Halliburton left the game. But do the Pacers have a fourth quarter run in them? We've seen them pull it off before. Do they have a fourth quarter run in them now? Trailing big here with about 9 minutes to go in Game 7 of the NBA Finals. We'll update you on the player props and the live game updates coming up next. I'm Scott Seidenberg. This is Live Bet Sunday here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Bet Sunday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Back here on Live Bet Sunday, I'm Scott Seidenberg with you on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. 8:27 to go in the game, and the Thunder have an 89-68 lead over the Pacers. The Pacers have yet to score here in this fourth quarter. The Pacers only 20 points in that third quarter and have yet to score, as I mentioned, in this fourth quarter. In the last 9-plus minutes of game time, TJ McConnell is the only Pacer to score any points, and that happened at the end of the third quarter, or a little stretch run there of the third quarter. But Pacers offense looks terrible right now. Clearly, without Tyrese Halliburton, like, they're not competitive right now. But I mean, it's not like it's all on one player. Like, TJ McConnell, 16 points right now, 5 rebounds, 3 assists. McConnell's playing well. It's just that nobody else is doing anything. Pascal Siakam's gone ice cold. He is 4 of 11 from the field. Elsewhere, Aaron Nesmith, 1 of 5 from the field. You know, the turnovers also. Benedict Mathurin, 3 of 9, but the turnovers have been a big issue as well. I mentioned that points off of turnovers has been the big reason why the Thunder have extended this lead. 19 total turnovers for the Pacers compared to just 5 for the Thunder. 19 turnovers. I mean, that's how you lose a game. I don't care if it's Game 7 of the NBA Finals or Game 1 of the NBA Summer League here in Vegas. 19 turnovers to just 5 for the Thunder? And that's what we've seen. It's kind of like easy to handicap here in these NBA playoffs. It's the team that, you know, the turnover margin has been the difference in these games. And thinking about, like, looking at this series, like, in hindsight, like, I mean, these games feel predictable. And I know that, like, Game 7's a different angle, different, obviously, if Halliburton doesn't get hurt, who knows how this game plays out. But it just always felt like this was going to be a Thunder game. And it really, to me, it was the shooting numbers. Like, I expected the Thunder to shoot better at home, which is what we all expected. We've seen that. We saw it in game number 5. They were horrific in game number 4 in Indy shooting. They were horrific in game number 6 in Indy shooting. But here in game number 5, here in game number 7, much like in game number 5, much better. Still not great numbers. 11 of 36 from 3-point range is not great numbers. But I mentioned how the Pacers, they were shooting 50% from 3, and that was keeping them in this game. Well, they were 9 of 18 at one point shooting 50% from three-point range. Well, they have gone 1 of 7 since. And if you're not making your threes, obviously they're not scoring at all. Like, they haven't scored yet in the fourth quarter. But, like, if you don't score, if you don't make a couple of those threes, you're not going to get yourself into this game. This is turning into a blowout performance as the Pacers finally score here in the fourth quarter, 90-70. Thunder lead the Pacers right now. Your live market is Thunder minus 19.5, and your live total is 192.5. I'm just shocked at how low scoring this has been. I mean, and it's not from a Thunder perspective. The Thunder are going to score over 100 points. But the Pacers, 20 points in the third quarter. They didn't score their first basket of the fourth quarter until 7.5 minutes left in the game. I mean, my goodness. And it's sad. It is sad. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say what if, because I think the Oklahoma City Thunder are worthy champions here. And I'm not going to sit here and say what if Tyrese Halliburton was healthy, because I can bring up a bunch of what ifs about the Oklahoma City Thunder. Because I felt the Oklahoma City Thunder, what if Tyrese Halliburton doesn't make that shot in game number one? This series is over already. What if the Thunder don't take a scheduled loss in game number six? The series is over already. And don't tell me that the Thunder didn't take a loss there. The great first quarter performance. Once that second quarter got out of hand, that Thunder team did not play the rest of that game. You can't watch the second half of that game number six and tell me that's the same Oklahoma City Thunder team that we watched tonight, or the same Oklahoma City Thunder team that we've watched the entire season. I don't know what that team was. I don't know who that team was. They just didn't play this. They didn't play the same type of basketball that we've seen them play all year. That was a different team. It was a team that played like the whistle wasn't going their way, like the game wasn't going their way, like the shots weren't falling. And it's okay because we have a game seven back on our home floor where we're going to be heavy favorites. So it's okay. That's what that team looked like in game number six. There's a bunch of what-ifs here. And for the Pacers, there's a bunch of what-ifs throughout this entire NBA playoffs. What if Damian Lillard's not banged up, tears his Achilles? What if the Bucks are at full strength? Do the Pacers even get by Milwaukee in the first round? What if Darius Garland doesn't have a toe injury and the Cleveland Cavaliers are at full strength? Do the Pacers beat the Cavaliers in that series? What if the Celtics got by the New York Knicks and Jason Tatum doesn't tear his Achilles? Do the Pacers compete with the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals? You can say what if, what if, what if, what if. Bottom line is, here's where we are. And the Thunder have been the better team all night tonight. I applaud the Pacers for the heart that they showed in that first quarter. I applaud them for losing Halliburton and still keeping this game competitive, taking a one-point lead into the locker room at the end of the first half. But to completely no-show in that third quarter and to go down 20 now, just overmatched. Just overmatched right now. Do they have a late run in them? We've seen them do it before. We've seen them have miraculous runs in them before. I mean, down 14 in 2 minutes, come back against the Knicks, right? Down 7 with 1 minute left, they come back and win. So you're never going to count this team out, but it's, as Yogi would say, it's getting late early. 6 minutes left in regulation, 90-72 is the score, as your live line has now ticked down. Thunder minus 16.5. Your live total is at 190.5. Let's take a quick look at the box score right now. As we have, let's see, Pascal Siakam's got 16 points, 3 rebounds. And, I mean, I was on Siakam over rebounds, so need him to get, like, 4 rebounds in the next 6 minutes. Not going to happen here. But Siakam, 16 points now on 2 of 5 from 3-point range, 5 of 13 overall from the field. He is your leading scorer. Well, you're tied for your leading scorer on the Pacers because T.J. McConnell, 16 points with 5 boards and 3 assists. So T.J. McConnell has gone over his props. Actually would need 2 more assists to sweep that board. But if you just did the PRA to go over, he went over. And I'm talking about the adjusted totals that we had after the first quarter and after at the end of the first half when we knew about the Tyrese Haliburton injury. Obviously, the first place we looked was to bet T.J. McConnell to go over all of his numbers, over points, over assists, over rebounds. He was at 4.5 rebounds. He went over. He was at 10.5 points. He went over. He was at 4.5 assists. He's got 3 assists right now. So T.J. McConnell on his way if we can get these assists. Or, like I just said, if you just bet the PRA to go over, he has gone over that right now. For the Oklahoma City Thunder, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has got 25 points, still a ways away from his point total, which was north of 33. Chet Holmgren's got 13 points. We did expect him to have a much better second half than he did in the first half. Only 5 points in the first half. We did recommend playing an over adjusted point total here for Chet Holmgren. Same thing with Jalen Williams, as he has gone over with a big-time second half performance as well. He also had just 5 points in the first half. He's got 17 now for the game. Alex Caruso off the bench has 10 points. Cason Wallace off the bench with 10 points as well. Isaiah Hartenstein, 7 points, 9 rebounds, and 4 assists, putting together his best all-around game here of the NBA Finals. And Lu Dort with 8 points on 2 of 8 shooting from 3-point range. 90-75, as it is now a 15-point game with 5:50 to go in regulation. Thunder minus 14.5 on the live line, total of 191.5 for the remainder here of this NBA Finals. Hey, there's a new sports betting market in town. It's called Xcuta. It's spelled X-C-U-T-T-A. Xcuta is a sports Calcutta combining the adrenaline of live auctions and strategy of sports prognostication. Create your own Xcuta auctions for you and your crew for any sport or sporting event. Football, baseball, basketball, tennis, golf, Super Bowl, doesn't matter. You can create your own private or public auctions. Create secondary markets, and over 1,000 teams, players, drivers, all that stuff is all available for you. Free practice auctions are running daily at 3, 6, and 9 p.m. at xcuta.com. And for a 3-month free bidding subscription, you can email support at xcuta.com and mention VSIN. xcuta.com, the future of futures wagering. I'm Scott Seidenberg, always on Twitter at ScottsOnAir, ScottsOnAir. There is an official review going on right now, but with 5:50 to go in regulation, Thunder lead the Pacers 90-75 as they look to clinch the NBA championship. Coming up next, we'll update you on the scores and take a look at what's to come here on the futures market as well. This is Live Bet Sunday here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Live Bet Sunday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Back here on Live Bet Sunday, I'm Scott Seidenberg here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. 4:45 to go in the fourth quarter, and the Thunder have a 91-79 lead over the Pacers as Indy has chipped away here in the past couple of minutes. Live line is now Thunder minus 12.5, total of 190.5. So if you had the opportunity to take the Pacers at, you know, plus 19.5 earlier, you're sitting okay right now as they've gone on a little bit of a run here in this fourth quarter, leading the fourth quarter 11-10 right now. An extremely low scoring game, like all game sevens are. We talked about it earlier. Game sevens just tend to be much lower scoring. Didn't think it was going to be this much lower scoring, but obviously not a great shooting performance from either one of these teams. Actually, you know, the overall shooting's not that bad. The three-point shooting has not been good. Thunder 11 of 37 from three-point range. Pacers 10 of 26. Pacers have missed they're 1 for 8 in their last 9 three-point attempts. But 91-79, the Thunder lead the Pacers right now as OKC looks to close it out. Do the Pacers have a run in them? We have seen them with historic runs before. Do they have one last historic run in them? I don't think so. If we're going to see Shea continue to get to the free throw line and ice this game away, as he has done so right now, Shea with 27 points on the night as he inches closer to that 33.5 point prop. But SGA with 27 points, leading all scorers as he is on his way to clinching NBA Finals MVP. We hope that those of you that wanted to bet the Oklahoma City Thunder on the money line took my advice and bet the Shea Gilgeous-Alexander MVP bet instead, because you save yourself some juice there. Instead of betting 250 on the money, 270 on the money line, you could have bet minus 210 on Shea to win the MVP, because that's what's going to happen should the Thunder finish this game out. Right now, 93-79 with 4 minutes left, and I'm about to tweet something out. I wanted to wait till the game ends, but I'm just going to repeat what I said earlier, which is I just don't want people to start in with all of the what-ifs on tonight's game. Because, you know, I get it. Like, sure, Tyrese Haliburton gets hurt, and that's a huge blow to this team. But don't knock the Oklahoma City Thunder for this win. Don't take away from what has been an incredible season, and frankly, from a, you know, rate, net rating perspective and a margin of victory perspective, like, this has been an all-time historic season for the Oklahoma City Thunder. And I know some people might not, you know, like when those numbers get brought up, because, and I understand, this is a different it's a different era of basketball that we live in, right? With the three-point shot, all the variants, and it just, we know it's a different game now. It's a completely different game. So it's so hard to compare teams from era to era, but the Oklahoma City Thunder put up all-time historic numbers this year. And so I don't want to take away from the Oklahoma City championship, and I don't want people to question this victory and say, oh, well, if Haliburton was healthy, it's a different game. Oh, if Haliburton was healthy, the Pacers win the game. Because you can ask these what-if questions about the entire NBA playoffs, and I brought it up last segment, I'll repeat myself again here. You could ask all the what-ifs. If the what-ifs don't go the Pacers' way, the Pacers aren't even here in the NBA Finals. What if the Bucks were healthy? What if the Cavs were healthy? What if the Celtics beat the Knicks? You know, you play who you play, and you play in the circumstances that you play in. Injuries happen. Do you hate to see it? Yes. But that doesn't take away from this Oklahoma City Thunder team. That doesn't mean that the Thunder did not deserve to win this game. The fact remains, and I don't care if Tyrese Haliburton was playing or not, the fact remains the Pacers have turned the basketball over 19 times in this game, leading to 28 points for the Oklahoma City Thunder. I don't care who's playing. You're telling me Haliburton healthy, oh, because he'll have the ball in his hands, that's going to be less turnovers? Really? So less players are going to panic and turn the basketball over because the ball will be in Tyrese Haliburton's hands now, right? Haliburton, who turned the ball over once before exiting the game in 7 minutes, who turned the ball over three times in game number five, who turned the ball in game number six, excuse me, one time in game six, turned the ball over three times in game number five, turned the ball over five times in game number four, turned the ball over four times in game number three, turned the ball over five times in game number two. Oh, but if Haliburton was there, we don't turn the ball over. You probably turn the ball over more. So, please, do not start with the what-ifs. Would I have loved to see this game play out with a healthy Haliburton? Of course. Any basketball fan would love to see that. But unfortunately, that's not what happened, and I'm not going to discredit the Oklahoma City Thunder because of it. Because they are worthy champions. Worthy NBA champions. Now the question remains, can they continue and move forward and maybe win another one? They are the favorites to win the title next season. The one hesitation I would have on betting the Oklahoma City Thunder next year is that the Western Conference is a grind. The Western Conference is deep. If we just look at the futures market, clearly the Houston Rockets, who are the two seed this year behind the Oklahoma City Thunder, we know that they're better, obviously, with Kevin Durant. They're the second favorite to win the NBA title. And then the Timberwolves showed what they were capable of in this postseason, certainly capable of doing it again next year. The Lakers, with Luka, you know they're going to be contenders. And with the money, you know, we'll see what they do in this offseason as well. The Denver Nuggets have the best player in the world, and Nikola Jokic. They're not going anywhere. the West is loaded here. Let's not forget the San Antonio Spurs are going to be a team that is going to give people some fits with Wemby. The Dallas Mavericks are going to be better because, you know, they got Cooper Flagg now, the number one overall pick, paired up with Anthony Davis and the rest of that team. So, I mean, come on. This is going to be a very competitive Western Conference. That would be my only hesitation on the Oklahoma City Thunder. Meanwhile, in the Eastern Conference, boy, I honestly have no idea. I think you might as well just bet some long shots in the East. Maybe the Orlando Magic, maybe the Desmond Bain now led Orlando Magic become the team that wins the Eastern Conference, because the Knicks are the favorite right now, plus 750 odds to win the title, but to win the Eastern Conference, like, the Knicks are going to be the favorite. This Pacers team, which what should have been the favorite, is not now because Tyrese Haliburton's going to be out for probably all of next year dealing with the Achilles injury. Same thing with Jason Tatum, so that knocks down the Celtics, and I believe the Celtics are going to probably trade away somebody to get out from their contract situation. So Kristaps Porzingis might be the guy that's on the move there. So who knows what this Celtics team is going to look like. And then who else do we have in the East? The Cavs? Well, the Cavs showed us in this postseason that, yeah, with Darius Garland going down with the injury, they were a different team. But did anybody really buy into the Cleveland Cavs as being this great of a team? It never felt that way here in these NBA playoffs. The Bucks, I mean, obviously we're just waiting to see where Giannis goes. And maybe that's the key. Maybe we wait to see where Giannis goes. And whichever Eastern Conference team Giannis ends up on, because if you're Giannis, dude, why do you want to go to the West? Every team is loaded in the West. But whatever team Giannis winds up playing for here in the Eastern Conference might be the team that we want to bet here to win the Eastern Conference. It is certainly going to be an interesting NBA season coming up next year. Chet Holmgren, meanwhile, has got 5 blocks in this game. That is the most in a Game 7 of the NBA Finals since 1974. Kind of, you know, you can't really go by the years there because there's also hasn't been a lot of NBA Finals Game 7s. But still, great performance. 5 blocks. What a performance here from Chet Holmgren. So right now we got he sets the record most blocks in a Game 7 of an NBA Finals. 93-81 is your score with just under 3 minutes to go here in regulation. And the Thunder, 12.5-point favorites. They closed as 6.5-point favorites. So still sweating out. A little bit of spread drama here at the end of the game. If the Pacers can make a little run and close the gap here, they could certainly come within cover range, especially if you got an early number and you got them at +7.5. But Thunder did close at 6.5 as money came in on the Indiana Pacers prior to this game beginning. If you want to make smarter bets this football season, it starts with a VSiN Pro subscription. For a limited time, you can grab our football special at the early bird rate of just $175. That gives you full access from now through the Super Bowl. That includes our NFL betting guide, the ultimate playbook with team breakdowns, power ratings, and season-long best bets. You'll also get the daily best bets email from our hosts and guests, real-time betting splits from DraftKings and Circa, live and on-demand shows on the VSiN Watch app, deep analytics and betting tools on VSiN.com. Don't miss this early bird deal. Head to VSiN.com/subscribe to lock in your early bird football special for just $175. That's VSiN.com/subscribe. Chet Holmgren's at the free throw line right now, looking to extend the Oklahoma City Thunder lead 96-84. They lead the Pacers. Final 2 minutes and change. Will there be spread drama at the end? I'm Scott Seidenberg. This is Live Bet Sunday here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Sunday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Well, we're waiting to see if we have some spread drama here at the end. The Pacers just turned the basketball over again, though, and that is what's plagued them throughout this entire game. has been the turnovers, as the Thunder will head to the free throw line looking to lock this thing up. Well, it's already locked up. The Thunder are going to win this game, as it is 100-87 right now, with the Thunder going to the free throw line. 22 turnovers for the Indiana Pacers. That is the story of this basketball game. I thought we could have, I was gonna say, maybe some spread drama here at the end, because, you know, the Pacers did close as 6.5-point dogs, but earlier in this week, you could have gotten them at +7.5, and if you had the +7.5, I mean, you are not necessarily out of it just yet. A couple of threes here down the stretch, and you could cover a +7.5. So let's see what happens here in the final minute or so, as we got a missed free throw from the Thunder. And so Pacers down 101-87. You make a couple of threes here, and all of a sudden you cover yourself a game. And oh my goodness, imagine if you had, if that happens. Well, we'll talk about it when it happens, but I can't imagine it happening right now. But the Pacers, just 87 points in this game, 39 points in the second half. I mean, that has got to be, I don't know what the record is for the lowest amount of points scored in a half of a game seven, but 39 points scored in the second half. I mean, this is a team that's capable of scoring 40 points in an entire quarter, and we've seen that here in these NBA finals. Not here tonight in game number seven, and Haliburton injury aside, it is going to be the turnovers that is the biggest factor here in this game for the Indiana Pacers, as the Oklahoma City Thunder, now 30 seconds away, they will be crowned your NBA champions, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander will be named your NBA Finals MVP. So congratulations to all those who bet on the Shai to win the MVP. Everybody who had season-long futures on the Oklahoma City Thunder, who were a very good bet throughout the course of these NBA playoffs and later parts of this NBA season. Because at one point, you could have gotten the Thunder at even money, you know, maybe not at a big plus money price, but you could have gotten them at close to even money. Even throughout these NBA playoffs, you got a short lay price on them around -160 or so, -150 to win the NBA Finals. And then they just progressed throughout this postseason, flexing their muscle at times. Were they pushed to the brink? Sure. I mean, that seven-game series against the Nuggets was, you know, a bad moment for them. They should have wrapped up that series earlier than they did, but they got pushed to game seven. They blew them out in game seven, and then they took care of the Timberwolves in easy fashion. And here against the Pacers, credit Indy for everything that they went through here in this postseason, the miraculous victories, the wins, historic wins, historic come from behind wins that we've never seen before in NBA history. The Pacers pulled out here in these NBA Finals and proved themselves to be worthy of being in this series, but ultimately falling to a better team in the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Thunder proved that home court advantage is the most important thing when it comes to here in the NBA playoffs. We always say in a seven-game series, the better team wins the majority of the time. Well, the Thunder were the better team with the home court advantage. And yes, they lost game number one at home, a game where they led for the entirety of the game except for the final 0.3 seconds when Tyrese Haliburton hit that shot to give the Pacers the lead. Incredible comeback from the Pacers in game number one. But we're talking about a Thunder team that in that game led by 15 points and lost that game. They led by 15 points at home in game number one. In game number two, Thunder blow out the Pacers. They led by as many as 23 points in that game. And then in game number five on their home floor, Thunder led by 18 points. And here in game number seven on their home floor, led by over 20 points. It's an incredible team and a deserving NBA champion. No spread drama here at the end. It is a final. The Oklahoma City Thunder are your NBA champions with a 103-91 victory over the Indiana Pacers. The Thunder cover, despite whatever number you might have had, -6.5, -7.5, -8.5, doesn't matter. Thunder cover 103-91 as the game goes completely way under the posted total, which closed at 215.5. We only had 194 points scored here in game number 7. In the second half, the Thunder took care of business, outscoring the Indiana Pacers 56-43. In the second half, the Pacers took a 48-47 lead into the locker room, and it was all OKC in that big-time third quarter, 34-20, outscoring the Pacers in the third. And then in the fourth quarter, the Pacers actually wound up winning the fourth quarter, 23-22. But that big third quarter was enough to give the Thunder their first NBA championship. As far as the player props are concerned for the Thunder, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander scores 29 points. He goes under his points prop, but he had 12 assists and 5 rebounds, so he'll go over his points, rebounds, and assist prop with, because his assist prop was only at 5.5. And he had 12 assists in this game. Jalen Williams winds up going over his points prop of 19.5 as he finishes with 20 points, 4 assists, and 4 rebounds. Chet Holmgren has 18 points. He goes over. I believe his number was 17.5. 8 rebounds for Chet Holmgren, goes under his rebound prop, which was at 9.5. Isaiah Hartenstein goes way over all of his numbers. 7 points, 9 rebounds for Hartenstein, and 4 assists. Off the bench, Alex Caruso with 10 points, Cason Wallace with 10 points. For the Indiana Pacers, they were led by 24 points from Benedict Mathurin off the bench, 2 of 5 from 3-point range, 10 of 10, a perfect 10 of 10 from the free throw line for Ben Mathurin. TJ McConnell, who got the bulk of the minutes after the Tyrese Halliburton injury, scored 16 points with 6 rebounds and 3 assists, did not attempt a 3-pointer, and did not get to the free throw line. Andrew Nembhard finished with 15 points on 2 of 3 shooting from 3-point range. He had 5 rebounds and 6 assists. Pascal Siakam finishes with 16 points, 4 rebounds, and 2 assists. He was 2 of 5 from 3-point range. And Tyrese Halliburton, who got injured just 7 minutes into the game, finishes with 9 points as he started the game 3 of 4 from 3-point range. So he started the game on fire, and then it all came crashing down when he tore his Achilles. Pacers players are walking to the locker room right now, and on the way to the locker room, we'll be greeting a Tyrese Halliburton who is standing there on crutches waiting to greet his teammates as they move through the locker room. Reggie Miller also greeting Indiana Pacers players as they head into the locker room. Just an incredible postseason run here for the Indiana Pacers. They should hold their heads high. No shame in losing to a better team, a all-time historic team. According to the numbers, all-time historic for the Oklahoma City Thunder. Now, are they an all-time historic team? We could argue that because of, again, the three-point numbers, the variance. This era of basketball is certainly different than what we've seen in the past. But by the numbers, the net rating, the margin of victory, one of the great all-time seasons here in NBA history. The Oklahoma City Thunder are your NBA champions. Let's take an early look at next season. We've been talking about it throughout the show, and let's refresh it here to get you the updated odds on next year's NBA title. The Oklahoma City Thunder are your favorite to repeat at +240. The second favorite tied at +750 odds. The Houston Rockets, who now have Kevin Durant on their roster, and the New York Knicks, the shortest odds of anybody in the Eastern Conference. And we know the landscape in the Eastern Conference is certainly going to change now with Tyrese Halliburton out with this Achilles injury. The Cleveland Cavaliers are next at +900, followed by the Minnesota Timberwolves at 14-1, the Lakers at 16-1, and then the Magic, Pacers, Celtics, and Nuggets are all next, 18-1, to win the NBA title next season. That'll do it for the 2025 NBA season as we focus our attention now on 25-26 with the NBA draft coming up here on Wednesday. Want to remind you guys, coming up next after us here on Live Bet Sunday, cashing out with Greg Peterson, and wake up tomorrow morning with VSiN by the Books with Dave Ross and Jensen Lewis at 7 a.m., followed by a numbers game with Gil Alexander at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, as everyone will have full reaction to the Oklahoma City Thunder winning the NBA championship, Tyrese Halliburton's Achilles injury, and looking forward to next season. I will leave you with the tweet that I sent out earlier this evening. which I have said multiple times here on this program, but this is my stance, and I feel very, very strongly with this. Please do not start with all the what-ifs on tonight's game number 7, because there's a million what-ifs throughout these NBA playoffs. Do the Pacers even get to the NBA Finals? If the what-ifs don't go their way, maybe not. So you can feel bad for the Pacers with the Haliburton injury, but do not let that feeling take away from the Oklahoma City Thunder and their win here tonight. Congratulations to the Thunder, 2025 NBA champions. I'm Scott Seidenberg. This is Live Bet Sunday here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.